Masechet Kelim Perek Kaf He Mishnah He. We're going to continue talking about a utensil that has two components to it. One of them that holds a rova, and the other one that holds hef of a rova. We discussed in the previous Mishnah, if one of them becomes tameh, what happens to the other one? Here we'll talk about the status of the walls of the utensil. Mishnah says, Nitma harova, harova ve'ahorav teme'in. If the inside of the rova container becomes tameh from liquid, the inside of the rova container and its outside walls become tameh. That if the utensil touches tameh liquid, the entire utensil becomes tameh, including the outside walls. Hatzi harova va'ahorav tehorin. But the inside of the hef rova container and its outside walls are tahor. One container does not affect the other one. The outside of the rova container is looked at as the outside of the surfaces of the three walls that surround it, and the outside of the hef rova is defined as the outside surface of the three walls that surround it. The shared wall between them we divide into two, half going to the outside container and half going to the inside container. Nitma hatzi harova va'ahorav teme'in. Harova va'ahorav tehorin. If the hatzi rova, the opposite case over here, the hef rova, if that became tameh, the inside from tameh liquid, then that hef rova container and its outside walls become tameh, but the rova and its outside walls are tahor. Now we'll talk about where tameh liquid touched the outside of the rova container. In that case, the inside of the rova container would not become tameh, because when a utensil becomes tameh from the outside, the inside does not become tameh as well. Obviously, the inside of the hef rova container would not become tameh as well. Here, though, we'll continue about a mahloket, about how much of the utensils outside is tameh. Nidme'u ahore harova, if the outside of the rova container becomes tameh from liquid, ahore hatzi harova tehorin divrei Rabbi Meir, the outside of the hef rova container is tahor. We look at these as two different containers, and therefore, even though they're connected in one, they look at them, they're one entity. One, the tumah of one container doesn't affect the other. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. V'achamim omrim, en holkin et hagabayin, ukeshehu matbil, matbil et kulo. Hachamim differ. Hachamim over here say, no, we don't divide the outside. You're right. In the inside, there looks like there's two different containers and they both have different statuses. But the outside is one entity. It's one big thing. So if the outside of one part becomes tameh, the outside of the other container becomes as well. And when a person dips the utensil in the mikveh, if it was tameh, in order to purify it, he has to dip the entire utensil, even though one part of the utensil is tameh. Even though one container versus the other container, you cannot purify a utensil unless the entire thing is dipped in a mikveh. So if we say that the entire utensil here is tameh, and you want to purify the whole thing, it can only be done if the entire utensil is immersed in a mikveh.